The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. Good afternoon. Hey, this is Jacob here with another exciting topic here, or kind of exciting. So I'm going to talk today about debt. There's a lot of danger in debt, and there's a lot of value in debt, and I think that we have to understand the relationship of debt to our money and our finances and some of those things. Only thing I'm going to talk about is what the Bible says about debt and the importance of debt and how we relate it in our business and some things like that. So I think that there's a lot of things out there where we can get ourselves in a lot of financial binds by buying things that don't necessarily pay. And I'm going to talk about that later in the episode. So I'm going to start with a verse out of Proverbs 22, verse 7. It says, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." So I think what it's saying there is not that we should not borrow money, but to understand that when we borrow money, we are basically a slave to the money that we borrow. And if we're willing to take the consequences of being a slave to that debt, we have to be willing to consider those things. It's not saying don't do it, it's just saying that if we do, we understand the relationship. Let's go on to the next verse. Let's go to Proverbs 22, the same chapter, verse 26 and 27. It says, "Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take it away thy bed from under thee?" In other words, don't cosign. I mean, cosigning is just really stupid according to this. If he doesn't pay his bills, why should you have to pay his bills for him? Proverbs 17, verse 18, it says, "A man void of understanding striketh hand and becomes surety in the presence of his friend." Proverbs 11, verse 15, "He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship shall be sure." If you hate being a cosigner, then you're actually going to be much more financially secure. So I think that's pretty good advice. Psalms 37, verse 21, it says, "The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth." I think we have to be very careful how we borrow and not pay. Instead of constantly borrowing, when we put a lot of value into the universe, we will be given instead of constantly having to ask for it, like loans and things like that. But just understanding the relationship that we have the money. Let's go on to Proverbs 22, verse 26. It says, "Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts." Okay, let's go on to Luke 14, verse 28. It says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it?" So those are just a couple of the verses that the Bible talks about debt. And there's so much more. I mean, in the Old Testament, they had rules when you borrowed money that you did not charge them interest if they were your friend or they were your brother or whatever. If they were a poor man, the rich people were not allowed to charge interest. But one of the things that I want to consider, think about a little bit, in today's world, there's so many things that people can buy on debt. You can go buy a washing machine. You can both buy a TV. You can go buy so many of these things. And I think that a lot of these things, a boat, a camper, an RV. I'm not saying don't buy anything. I'm just saying maybe we should consider. I think that if you loan money for a business, the loan is not necessarily a liability as much as it is still an asset because it's an income producing. Now, is there liability on that asset? Yes, there is liability on that asset. But if the asset is paying more than the liability, then it is not really a true liability. It's now actually is technically no longer a real liability because it's producing money. It can become a liability real fast if the business is not earning money. We have to avoid debt on non-essentials and non-assets. So your house technically can be considered an asset. I wouldn't say that it's always. I mean, I bought a property last year. I paid $275,000. We reappraised it this year and it's like worth $365,000. So it went up about $90,000 in value. So that was definitely a good asset. Like our net worth went up by $90,000, even though that there's a liability on the property. I think that if we're really careful and we're very wise stewards of our money, I think that there's so much to be said. Now, I like to look at, as a Christian, this is the way I believe that we are. It says that we are stewards of what God has given us. It says, what is required of a steward? A steward is required to be faithful. Let's say, for example, that I have a business and that I want to hire somebody to run the business for me. I will hire then somebody that I believe is very capable, is going to do a very good job, and he will operate that business to the maximum profit because that's the intended purpose of the business. I hire this guy, he comes in and he runs my company. Well, I find out 3 months later that he is saying, look, let's not earn the maximum profit. Let's not always do the best we can for the business. Let's not always pay our employees fairly. Let's not, you know, it's not going to take me long to fire that guy. And I think that it's the same way that when it comes to debt, I think that we have to look at the relationship of the steward that we are over, the things that we are stewards over, and make sure that we use those things and we kind of consider very carefully before we borrow money on it. Because in the long term, interest on debt, we can end up paying so much money on it that it's essentially just wasted money. My home loan, for example, I was looking at the payments on it. If I go full term on it, just in the next 10 years, I'm going to basically pay $145,000 in extra interest over and above the actual payment of the loan. The only way that I would be saving anything is if the real estate goes up more than the cost of the interest on the loan. Now, my intention is to pay it off relatively shortly in a few years. However, if I were not able to, then that would be what I'd be end up having to pay is, you know, $100,000 in interest in the next 10 years. And for the life of the loan, I'd be paying way more than that, which is a 25-year fix or whatever. Here's just a one quick tip on mortgage payments. If you can figure out how to make one extra payment per year, if you will literally cut your loan in half if you have a 30-year loan. And I'm sure that if you have a really super low interest, that's probably not true. But if you have a regular, you know, average interest rate, not super low, not super high, and you make one extra payment a year on the principal, you will be gaining so much that you'll basically pay your loan off in half the time. I thought that was a pretty nice thing when I first heard that. And so, just to cap this off, I just want to one more verse. And it comes from Romans 13, verse 8. It says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Our primary responsibility is to love one another. But if we owe somebody something, it's very difficult for us to love them correctly. When we borrow money from somebody personally, I think that we have to be very careful because it completely changes the dynamic of the relationship. I think just something we need to consider and to take into account before we make a loan. So with that, I mean, there's so many more people out there that know so much more than me about debt and how to manage it correctly. And I will actually be doing an interview with several people in the coming month. Just be prepared for the announcement. We'll definitely be doing that. And once we have a few people on, I'll definitely be asking these people about debt and the effects of it on a business. So thanks for listening. Have an amazing day.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.